world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
What's up, everyone? Welcome to PopCulture.com's group chat, where we talk about all the reality TV news that we care about and you really need to know. I'm one of your hosts, Anna Rumor.
And I am Victoria Magotomy.
Jameson is out this week, so you will miss him. We miss him, and he'll be back next week.
Yes.
But even with him gone, we had to put together an extra special show for you this week. We're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres' return to TV after the whole toxic workplace scandal. There's been some major changes in the Real Housewives world, especially Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Vanderpump Rules, they're pumping out babies just like crazy. So we're going to break that all down. And then we'll do our little Big Brother recap that we always do. So, you know, that's fun. Let's start with Ellen, because, you know, we talked about that before, where over the summer, I think it was July, some current and former employees went to BuzzFeed News and were talking about how it was a very toxic environment on set. There was allegedly some racism, some sexual harassment, just a really overwhelmingly toxic culture there, which prompted an investigation by Warner Media. And three executive producers did get fired. They were the ones who were named in the complaint. So Monday, Ellen came back for her season 18 premiere, and everyone was like, oh my God, you know, what is she going to say? Is she going to address it? And she did address it. She addressed it right off the bat. I'll just read a little bit of her apology. She was saying that things happened here that never should have happened, that she takes very seriously. She said, quote, I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize with that comes responsibility, blah, blah, blah. And then for allegations that she was kind of a jerk to people, she said, the truth is I'm the person that you see on TV. I'm also a lot of things. A lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad, I get mad, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient, and I'm working on all of that. So That was her apology. I'm curious what you think about that.
Okay, so I watched it. I was watching it live as it happened, because I was like, I've got to tune in and kind of see, you know, what's going on. It's okay, I have so many thoughts on this. First off, For those who watched it, she addressed all of it and then almost just kind of went into her like regular Ellen style show. And it kind of like, by the end of it, I'm not going to lie, like by the end of it, like I completely forgot about the scandal. And then I was like, oh, and then I had to like remind myself afterwards. I think she did a great job at just like addressing it head on. And then just trying to move on. I think that you could tell a little bit that she was, at least for me, she looked a little nervous. I think that that's some pretty strong allegations to come back into the public eye and address. So I wouldn't be shocked if she was just a little bit nervous, but, you know, it's hard to know what to believe because people are still complaining after, alleged people who worked on the show, for a long time have still come out after and said that was a crock of BS. Like she's still rude. She's, you know, this, she's that. And I have to agree with Ellen. I mean, like we're human. We all have emotions. We're of course gonna, I mean, like how many times have all of us seen like a celebrity out and maybe gone up and asked for a picture and they weren't like the kindest? Like how many times do we remember that that happens to them 1,000 times and that they're maybe just having a bad day, maybe something happened that we don't know about? But I would say that the allegations, what, you know, some specific complaints went into detail on what Ellen allegedly did. And if that's true, like that's not just a bad day. Like that's characteristics right there. That's the quality of the human right there. And so that's where I find it very hard on where, I don't know. I mean, we don't know what's true and what's false. I think that she handled it as best she could. I really personally thought the show was going to get canceled, but it didn't. And she kind of handled it like a pro.
Yeah, I come at it from kind of a different side of it. But also kind of the same. I think that the apology was the best that it could maybe be if you're not, I mean, obviously I can't tell what she's thinking, but if you're kind of trying to save PR face, it felt like a very well-written PR apology.
And she added a little few jokes in there too.
Yes. Didn't like the jokes. Was like, I didn't, honey, either. There's a lot going on. What did she say? She was like, ooh, how was your summer? Mine wasn't great. It's like, yeah, if it wasn't great, that's because you're apparently the worst. I don't know.
Yeah. And then she said something about like being the nice lady. She's like, if any of you guys are considering being the kind lady, like don't, you know? And I was just like, okay, let's.
Oh yeah. You've had a very difficult, like recent few years on your show, Ellen, get out of here. So, you know, I thought it was a very well-written statement, but I don't think she probably wrote that, which would be normal because who would, you know, but it didn't come off as like bananas sincere to me. It just kind of came off as someone wrote that for her and she recited it. And I was kind of on the fence about it. I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe that's just as good as an apology as you get in Hollywood. And then I read, I think some of the original accusers talked to BuzzFeed afterwards and were like, absolutely not. Like you said before, they were like, this doesn't cut it for me. And it's not my apology to accept because she didn't do anything for me. So if they don't accept it, you know, then I guess I can't either. So that was kind of where I went on it. I am interested to see where the season goes because like you said, they addressed it once and then just really like hard pivot moved on from it. So I'd be curious to see if there's any changes that we see in the rest of the season. But I don't know. I think it's a difficult thing. I can totally see where you're coming from too. So yeah. I don't know.
We don't work there. You know, I do have friends who have worked there, but you know, none of them will speak on it. I haven't really like asked. I'm not going to like grind people about what's actually going on, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of one of those positions. I think we talked about this last week with the whole Dancing with the Stars situation, like Tyra Banks stepping into Aaron Andrews and Tom Bergeron's shoes. Like, how perfect of an apology can you give? You know what I mean? Coming off, I think that like, no matter what you say, no matter how genuine or disingenuous something is, you're always going to have people who are critiquing it. So I think that potentially she handled it the best that she could. I do think that like, I know she was trying to make light of the situation by adding in those jokes, but I think some of them were a little like, girlfriend, you're walking a thin line right now. Like time and place, this is not the time for joking. Get into that. Because she had Tiffany Haddish as her guest, which I love Tiffany Haddish. She's hilarious. So I don't know. I, like you, Anna, I'm really interested to see where the season goes. I definitely have it recorded. So I'm going to be watching every episode just because I'm curious as to like how she handles this moving forward, you know?
And if she uses this to become a better person, you know, if she's been a jerk the past few years, because she's been one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. If she uses this to actively come forward and make herself a better person, fantastic. That's great. I'm glad that people spoke out regardless, but I'm especially glad if it results in personality changes and changes behind set.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I've had a number of conversations in the last few days with friends and family about having redemption when you're in the public eye. I feel like, you know, when someone's in the public eye and they get scrutinized for something, whatever the case may be, that space that allows for them to come back and redeem themselves is so, I feel like, I'm trying to think of the perfect word to describe this, but it's so like little because people are just so quick to hate and so quick to judge. And it's like, I think that all of us as fans of whoever need to step back and like ask ourselves, like, how many times have we screwed up and how many times have we been forgiven? You know what I mean? Like, and I think to our defense as onlookers in, we don't know what's real and what's false. Sometimes we don't know. We don't know if the PR people wrote her apology or if she wrote her apology. And I think that that's kind of where the fans have to have some leniency in understanding, like, we don't know if this is genuine or not, but at the end of the day, as humans, I think if 2020 is teaching us anything, we need to have more kindness, more empathy. Let's forgive, move on, so long as that person learns their lesson and turns out to be a better person from it. So
yeah, I saw something on the internet the other day that was like, if you hold celebrities to a higher standard than you do the people in your own life, then maybe you need to reevaluate that. So I think that's kind of interesting. Yeah. Let's move on to Real Housewives. Right off the bat, this news is old because it debuted literally right after we recorded. So we won't focus as much on it because I know you've all had a week to digest it. But Nene Leakes is officially leaving Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's the OG. Bloop, bloop, bloop. We will miss her. We love her. But I wasn't surprised. She's been off social media for a while. She's been not showing up for half of the filming. She's left before. I understand it. I would love her to come back. I would love this to be another opportunity for her to just leave, recuperate, and come back, because it's been, you know, more than a decade. So I get that. But I would love her back. I just want the full NeNe, because we've been getting half NeNe for a couple seasons now.
What is up with all these like OGs leaving, man? I mean, I can only assume that after like a decade of just nonstop like drinking and fighting and drama and this and that, that they're all probably just like, oh my God, like 2020 is a year in and of itself. Like, we can't handle anything else at this point.
Well, and I think a lot of it is Bravo cleaning house too. I mean, they're, if you look at the housewives they're adding younger and more like diverse crowds. So I think some of the older ones, I mean, I love watching the older women, because that's for me what Housewives is about. I don't want to watch a 30-year-old on Housewives. I don't think that's not what I'm here
for. I feel like it's nostalgic for us too, because we started from the beginning of this, the whole new franchise.
Yeah, and they're OGs, you know? But sometimes whenever you're on a show for 10 plus years, you start to forget why you made it 10 plus years and you're not putting forth the effort anymore. You think that it's your show, a la Vicky Gunvalson, and forget that you are simply there to entertain us. I mean, that's what the show is for. So if you won't put forth the work, you're not filming, you're not showing up, you're not doing anything interesting, you can be cut too. No one is unfireable.
Yes.
And then there's change on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this is the one that everyone's been talking about. You know, everyone paid their respects to NeNe and was like, well, maybe fingers crossed for next season. But Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we mentioned 2-3 weeks ago, I don't know, time is a flat circle, that Denise Richards had exited after this horrible season in which everyone has just been coming down on her really hard for allegedly, maybe, who knows, sleeping with Brandi Glanville. So earlier this week, Teddy Mellencamp, who was one of the women who brought up the scandal on camera, was fired. And normally they say, you know, they exited so that they can pretend that they did it. But she came out straight up and was like, no, they got rid of me. She said on Instagram, it was like, I could give you that standard response of, oh, we both came to the decision that it would be best. Nah, that's not going to do it. That's not who I am. So she was fired. And that's, for me personally, great. She brought nothing. For me, she was incredibly boring. She was both very judgmental and not interesting, which is like, ugh, get off my screen. Honestly, like, if you're going to be judgy, you got to do something. But she would just sit back and be like, I don't know, I'm just holding you accountable, because she's an accountability coach.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. But the interesting thing is, we were kind of milling about its contract season at the Housewives, which is why they're all leaving now. But there was milling about, you know, will she return for next season? People were really mad at her for outing Denise Richards, because that's a bad thing to do, out someone's sexuality on TV, obviously. And she hadn't apologized. She was really doubling down on it. Then some people who were members of Teddy's All In Accountability Program, which is like a diet and exercise program, started coming forward and saying, you know what, to join this, we had to sign NDAs. We had to pay like $500 a month. We were given 500 calories to eat a day, like the lowest.
500 calories? You can't live on that. Are you joking?
No. You can't do that. The lowest they recommend is like 1200, unless you are under supervision of a doctor. So 500 and an hour of cardio every day. The allegations were that she was making them weigh themselves every morning and send pictures and being like really critical of that. And she's been open on the show about being someone who is recovering from an eating disorder. So when that all came out, everyone was like, what? You already have this experience and you're still putting forth these really unhealthy eating and dieting habits, like, and making people pay a bunch of money for it and sign an NDA. That's insane. So she has doubled down on the criticism, being like, well, you know, people are going to come for you and be haters, blah, 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 but like not actually address the concerns.
So, the actual issues.
Yeah, exactly. The actual problems people have with it. So that was swirling. Everyone was like, okay, we didn't like her before, but now we demand that either she is out next season or we address this next season.
And also, this is 2020. Like, body shaming is like, it's not a thing. Like, we don't body shame, you know, this time. Just stay healthy, feel comfortable in your own skin. Like, oh my God. I'm up chucking words, because I can't even like think of the right words to like say, because that's just frustrating. Like, why?
Yeah, it's unfortunately, you know, the public stance of not body shaming is not the reality in a lot of the world, you know?
Well, listen, I would appreciate more diversity. I think, you know, I was having another conversation with some friends of mine recently, and, you know, I think it's so easy for us to look at 2020 as if 2020 has just been like this curse on all of us. But really, like, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of it. There's discussions that have needed to happen for a very long time. You know, we're now seeing more diversity on screen. And I think people are being a little bit more aware of where they stand and when they should sit down and listen or when they should speak up and make their voices be heard. So I think there's a lot of good things to come from 2020. So I'm all for more diversity on that show, but I wish that they would not go as young as 30. I don't want to see, I'm with you, Anna. Like that's me being on that show. Like I don't want to watch someone my age. Like the whole point of that is like, I need 45 and up.
Yes. Well, and the funny thing is that Jax from Vanderpump Rules, which the whole thing about Vanderpump Rules is like, look at these crazy young 20 somethings. Jax is older than Teddy. It's like, they brought her on cause she's John Cougar Mellencamp's kid. But we never got to see him. We never got to see Meg Ryan. If you're going to have famous parents, I demand to see them in at least one episode or else I'm not interested in you. So she's out also, and I don't want to think about her ever again.
Well, and okay. Also too, I feel like there needs to be that opportunity. I think that in Hollywood, there's such a stereotype of like, if you get older, you're just like completely ousted of the industry. Like let's start creating shows where older women, you have to be older to apply for those shows, you know?
And that's what the Housewives has always been. That's what it's always been. They've really only in the last like two seasons started to bring in these young people. And, you know, some of the casts like Potomac have a younger cast, but they're newer shows.
If spinoffs want to go younger, like that's fine. But like Real Housewives of whatever city, they need to be 45 and up.
Well, that's Real Housewives of Potomac is younger, and I'm fine with different cities have different flavors. Like Real Housewives of Atlanta has always been a little bit younger, but like if Real Housewives of Beverly Hills started out with like old Hollywood, and I want everyone there to continue to be old because I want to watch older women. Honestly, they're more interesting than younger women. Let's and I say that as it. A 28 year old, you know, I want to see some life being lived. I'm not interested in like, you know, being like, what's a mortgage? You know, that's my life. I don't want to that. Not interested.
Oh my God. What's a mortgage?
What's a mortgage? That's Vanderpump Rules. That's what we watch that for. It's different.
What is credit? I don't get it. I don't know. I didn't teach us this stuff in college.
All right. Well, actually, speaking of Vanderpump Rules, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about Vanderpump.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back. Vanderpump, it's been off our screens and honestly out of my personal life for months now because last season was garbage. Everyone agrees. I don't know a single person who enjoyed it. But now it's slowly starting to ramp back up. I'm sure they're filming and there's a lot going on. So let's just catch you up on what's been happening for the last couple of months. you guys remember Stassi and Kristen got fired for the racist stuff that they did to Faith.
There's some drama in there.
Yes. So that happened. And then back in June, I don't think we talked about this because I was over them at the time and still am, but now we have to talk about it. Stassi announced that she was expecting a baby. We did talk about this.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Then Lala and Rand announced earlier this month that they are also pregnant. They did a sex reveal where a skydiver came down from the sky with like a pink parachute.
Hello.
Yeah, and it was right after the whole wildfire incident.
Like, more and more, like, dramatic. Yeah, like,
you're being someone, nice about like, it.
Dropped a car. Like, they went to a junkyard and, like, dropped a car and then, like, out-poofed the blue powder or something. I'm like, who is like, yes, let's go to a dumpster, fill a car with a bunch of powder, and then when it drops, there's our gender reveal. Like, that's romantic.
Not to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, as I often do, but whatever happened to the old sex reveal where you ask the doctor and the doctor tells you and you and your partner celebrate together and then tell people like a normal person? I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. But I just thought it was interesting that they would do such a big reveal right after that sex reveal in California started a wildfire. I was like, guys, read the room. We're not doing this anymore. Everyone's really mad at these right now. Like, first of all, they're whatever. Second of all,
it was a massive fire too.
Yeah. It displaced
many. Like, if we're gonna do gender reveals, let's just slice into a cupcake. You know what I mean? Like, why do we need to do things that cause fires? Because that literally, I mean, that fire stretched for like miles and miles and miles.
Yeah. It was not good. I had family who had to evacuate, and it's like, they're fine, luckily. But it's like, my God, why are we doing this? We don't have to. So they're pregnant too. Two Vanderpump babies on the way, both girls. And then just this week, Brittany and Jax announced that they are also expecting. So there's going to be three Vanderpump babies all being born at like the same time. And they've been open on the show. They made a pregnancy pact with one another. So they're doing this on purpose, which, you know, that's fun. Why not be like pregnant with your friends? But just having so many Vanderpump babies in what is easily the most like toxic show on Bravo, an openly toxic show on Bravo, I'm like, I don't think I can handle that. I can't do it. It's very aggressive.
That's aggressive.
And then another thing out of Stassi's camp, she did her first like big on-screen interview with Tamron Hall just this week. And she addressed, you know, what she had done and said, you know, she called herself a former Karen, which is like, okay. And then said that she had grown and learned from things. You know, whatever. People took it as they did. The broad thing that I was reading is people didn't really think that she had learned her lesson. But that's not up to me to say. But the scandal came because Us Weekly published a story from an insider, quote unquote, that said it was an awkward interview and that Stassi was ambushed with those questions, kind of trying to paint her out to be the victim of an interview that she had agreed to go on. So Tamron had to address it on her show, which for a journalist, it's like insane. She said, I don't tell people the specific questions I'm going to ask them, how I answer, that's up to them, which I love. And she goes, but the topic and everything we discussed, Stassi knew. She knew the subject matter, she knew what I was going to ask her, not the questions, which for non-journalists listening is normal. You know, that's actually kind.
Can I just like go off on a quick like tangent? Like, I, as a journalist, do not appreciate when people want verbatim the questions that you ask ahead of time. And here's why. They teach you this in school. Yeah, like you don't get the genuine answer. Like, as long as you know the subject matter, that should be enough right there. How you answer that, like, especially someone who's in the public eye, this is not your first interview. It ain't your first rodeo. You got people around you. You should know how to answer this. You know, like,
even not also, if you're supposed to be telling the truth, then maybe you should just be able to come up with the truth.
You should not have to pre-plan how you're going to answer this on a very touchy subject to something that you claim to have learned your lesson on. Like that, just come on.
Oh. Yeah, it was very, I mean, who knows who the quote unquote insider who said that was, but it sparked a whole thing. Stassi's Instagram's a mess right now. All the comments are going back and forth between people who are like, she was ambushed and people being like, no, she wasn't. So don't even go there. It's a nightmare.
Also, it's the journalist's job to ask the tough questions as well. Like that is the job of the reporter. It's the job of the journalist. I'm not saying be
not even that. No. That's the only topic that Stassi's not doing anything else right now. That's the only thing she's in the news for right now is having been fired for said awful things. What are you gonna ask her about interior design? Like, get out of here.
Exactly. Like, understand, like, let's read the room. This is where we're at in 2020, you know. And plus, she honestly, for me, God forbid, if I you know, was in her position, I would love the opportunity. Just music, I don't think that I would get there because I just would not say some of the things that she has said, but like, God forbid if I was, I would want the opportunity to redeem myself. I would want that opportunity to go on a public platform and say, you know what, and just be super genuine about it. And the fact that she's even like,
well, I mean, she hasn't said anything about it, to be fair. It was an insider, quote unquote, but
okay. Well, fans saying that she was ambushed.
Well, yeah. And who's the insider? Who knows? You know, it's not some random dude watching it on the couch being like, that was awkward. Like, you know, that made me mad. I was like, oh, you have the opportunity to come back and really like genuinely address it. And then as soon as people didn't like, you know, people weren't, you know, super angry at her afterwards. Some people were just like, eh, I don't know. That doesn't do it for me. So people don't embrace you immediately after you apologize. And then it's like, well,
do we know if that show is live? That show is live, isn't it?
I don't know, actually. I don't.
Because, I mean, the only reason I could maybe think is that if it's not live and it's edited, you know, maybe there's something that we didn't hear as the public, but.
But that's not what anyone's saying. So I feel like if anyone said that, then, but they were just like, well, she didn't know, but that was what was going to be asked about. And it's like, if she didn't, then I don't understand what she thought she was there to do. Mm-hmm. So, so that's interesting. I am interested to see if there is like a Vanderpump Babies or Vanderpump Mom spinoff, because I feel like that show is all about drinking and fighting each other and three pregnant women at the same time. Listen, mothers are wonderful. Pregnant women are beautiful. It's a miracle of life. They're not great reality TV, because reality TV is drinking and fighting, and pregnant women really should not drink and fight. Like, doctor recommended.
A doctor. You don't even need to be a doctor to know that. So
Right. Like, really don't. We don't want you to be stressed out at all. Reality TV is all about stress.
Just so,
Yeah. We want you to relax. We want you to sit there and like eat a, I don't know what a pregnant woman allowed to eat. Cake.
I don't know.
Cake. I was going to say sushi. Sushi came to me and I was like, that's the one thing they can't eat, Anna.
Oh yeah. So, no. Cake. And donuts, pickles, cheese.
Exactly. Candy, literally anything.
Whatever you're craving.
Yeah. So we want them to chill. I don't want to watch them fight each other on reality TV. So I'm thinking like, well, the tone of the show is either going to have to dramatically change or they should do a spinoff.
Yeah.
Which I would say that I wouldn't watch, but I will.
Of course you would.
Of course. So let's move on to Big Brother, another show that sometimes I'm like, I'm never watching this show again. And then next season, I'm right
back. And then you do.
That's every show, you know, we're emotionally involved. So it's another banner week for the committee. I feel like I give the same recap every single time because the show is just doing the same thing. Last week, David, Devon, and Kevin, they all voted to keep Ian, thinking that they had Nicole's vote and that they would force a tie and pick Danny to choose. If you remember last week, I was like, maybe. But no, of course not. She didn't go against her alliance or do anything interesting. And Ian did leave.
Which makes me sad because I love him. Now, I will say he is a very good player. So, but the fact that he was thrown up as a pawn, you know?
Yeah. Pawns go home. That's the big brother thing. Pawns go home. Never safe when you're on the block. But the really upsetting part next is I love Devon, but she picks up things, but comes to the wrong conclusion about them, which is infuriating as someone watching from the outside. So she has watched and realized with the votes coming out, one of the four people who said they would vote for Ian flipped. It's obviously Nicole. She is hanging out with Danny all the time. You know, like if you pay attention,
Nicole is on my last nerve, and I love that the Zingbot called her out for being whiny. She's like, I'm not whiny. Ooh,
she's so whiny. Nicole, you're so whiny. Stop. side note, Zingbot was very funny this year, but there were like two solid zings. The rest of them were kind of nice, but the Nicole's was very good. But Devon is like, well, someone flipped. Obviously, it's David because he's thrown in a wonky vote before. No, it's not David. Are you kidding me? Why would David vote to get out Ian? So she has turned against David, who is literally one of the two people left in the house not looking to get her out, which is exactly what Janelle and Kaser said was happen. Then Memphis won the HOH, and he made a weird, gross deal with David that he wasn't going to throw him on the block, but his whole plan is to backdoor him. And he put up Devon and Kevin, who are just the same people we've had on the block the entire season.
Yeah.
And it's
I like Kevin. I do. But I want Devon to stay. So if they voted out Kevin, I would not be mad.
Votes are for Devon, though. They're going to keep Kevin around.
Yeah. I know. And, you know, I think that they, game-wise, maybe it's smart to keep him around only because he flies so under the radar. I feel like he's just like, just kind of like mopes around the house and is just like,
he'll flip-flop. Yeah. He'll move and do what they want. Devon has been trying to play her own game, but she started to try and play her own game when she only had like two people left in the house when it's impossible to play her own game.
Mm-hmm. I know. So that makes me sad because I really wanted her to go far, if not win. And
I know. No way now. I think Cody's going to win.
Yeah, I would. I just don't want Memphis to win. I don't want Memphis to win. I don't want I don't want Nicole to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with Christmas. I don't want Christmas to win. You know, like
I'd be okay if Tyler won, but like at this point he's annoying. So
yeah, Tyler, Cody, Kevin.
Kevin's not gonna win because he's not.
But I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know? Then I could go for them. But I don't know. This has been a very like annoying season. I also feel like the tit for tat in this season is just very like almost like hateful. Like
it is just
hateful. And I'm like, guys, this is not the year to be hateful.
Okay? Well, and I just don't get it because it's a game and they all have played before, so they know it's a game. And especially this season, like Devon made Christmas a have not, and Christmas was like, I can't believe you would make me a have not. Like, that's so messed up. Yeah. It's like, you put her and Bailey on the block last week. Why would she not do that? That's the game.
And it's Big Brother. I love your cat making the debut.
Her tail's in the chat. She really wants to hang out.
Yeah. She's like, Mom, let me hang out. Well, yeah, I don't know. This has just not been my most favorite season. Yes. I thought you were going to bring the cat.
No, I'm extricating her from the box.
Just like put her like right up to the mic and just let her breathe in the mic.
Maybe she'll meow. What do you think about Big Brother Poppy?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not been a good season. No one likes it. I haven't seen one single person online who was like loving this season. It's just tough because there were opportunities early on to make it an interesting season, but then the committee formed and now it's just going to go down to a final six of the committee and then they're going to pick each other off, which is what we keep doing recently. And it's very stupid, frustrating.
Well, it's stupid, but also people are doing it because they're seeing that it's working. So. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I get why people do it, but it's just kind of like.
Yeah. It's like if you're playing a game that no one's watching, that would be a great idea. But because we have to watch it, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so boring. We know weeks ahead of time the order that people were going to go out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even need to watch. I'll just know. So that's frustrating. We'll see what happens tonight. By the time this is airing, you know, you'll already have found out what happened.
You'll already know, and then we'll talk about it again next week.
Exactly. Let's move on to our pop culture picks of the week. You have a Bebe news that you were going to share.
Oh, yes, a Bebe, which speaking of, they won an Emmy.
Yes!
Good for Schitt's Creek. Oh my God.
They won all the Emmys.
Yes. I said last night, I'm like, I've got to go back and rewatch that show because I'm literally obsessed with Schitt's Creek. I'm obsessed with the cast. I'm obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. Like if I ever get an opportunity to talk to them or interview them.
Oh my God. I'm rewatching right now. So you have to rewatch so we can talk about it together.
Let's do that. I will start tonight. Okay. So some Bebe news, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik gave birth to their first little baby.
So
and
cute.
It's just the most adorable. I'm not gonna lie. Way back when they first dated and then they broke up, my heart broke a little bit because I love that couple. And then when they got back together, just something in me was like, oh, I feel like I'm living vicariously through you guys. And then they announced baby news about they gave birth to the baby. Listen, Aunt Vicky T is over here if you guys are listening. I will take that role. Very excited for them. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Listen, I will babysit for them any day.
I was feeling especially nostalgic because I'm not doing this on purpose, but I'm watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now. And season 4 is like a big Gigi season where she is going off to college and, you know, she's so cute and so little and so sweet. And I was like, oh, you had a baby. So it's kind of cute.
It's crazy to look at these models that are very similar to our age, like really growing up and taking those next steps in life. I mean, Hailey Bieber is one of them. I love Hailey. I love Gigi, you know, Kendall Jenner, you know, I'm so excited for them. So I can't wait to see more pictures.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They always, I've noticed celebrities are doing this a lot and I totally appreciate it, but also I'm like, meh. It's the hand picture.
The hand,
they all announce it. Yep. Yes. The baby hand around the finger. Very cute, but I'm like, show me the
baby. I'm like, I want to see the face of your child in a non-creepy way.
But also newborns, like, I don't think this is controversial, but I don't think newborns are like newborns super are cute right off the bat. So you got to give them a little time to like fluff up a little bit.
Yeah. Very rarely have I seen like a newborn, like usually it takes a few days when they're like cute and like in their little outfits and not all, you know, slimy and slobbery.
Yeah.
That they're super, super cute, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that my own niece is the only beautiful newborn baby ever. And I'm just saying that because she's related to me.
Because I'm biased.
Totally biased. I was like, wow, other babies are gross. You're not. She probably was objectively gross. You know, that's my pop culture pick of the week has nothing to do with babies, but it is my baby. Fox's Masked Singer is back.
I knew you were going to go with that one. That's why I didn't choose that one this week. I was I know Anna's going to say that.
I'm so excited. I've already watched it. I already have 17. Like, I never get the right, like, I never get the first guess during the first week because I need more clues. So
I will say. Have
avenues that I'm going down. But what
are you saying first guess based on just the clue packages or the performance? Oh, just
both.
On clue packages.
Well, both. You know, like watching the first episode, I can be like, this person is like a troubled Disney star, but I'm not sure which one yet. Or like this one is like a brother sister singing duo from like the 70s, but I'm not sure which one yet. You know,
I will say the only one from this week's, which was the premiere of season 4, the only one that I did get right was the person that was unmasked. It was Busta Rhymes.
Me too. Yes.
Yes, because he just has a voice. As soon as he came out singing, I was like, that's Busta right there. And then Jenny McCarthy had entertained the idea before he was unmasked. She was talking about how it could potentially be DMX. And I was like, you know what? Then I started thinking, I was like, well, dang. I was like, well, it could be DMX or Busta Rhymes because the only two people in the industry who have voices like that are the both of them. But sure enough, it was Busta. I was like, I got that right.
Well, and the crazy thing is that I tricked myself out of being right because as soon as he came out, I was like, oh, that's got to be Busta. And then I was like, but I don't think he would do this show. Like, as someone who loves this show, I just don't see him on this show. So I was going out another direction. I was like, oh, I don't know. And then it was him. I was like, I guess he would do a show. Good.
Hey, I think
I love it.
Honestly, I feel like since Lil Wayne popped on that show, I think that that kind of set the standard. People are like, if Lil Wayne is going to do this, then like, we're good to do it.
We're all good to do it. It seems a lot of fun. I would totally do it. So I'm not
they
even
have some talent. They got some good people. I feel like just keeping up with them over the season since they started. The first season was like, we're all starting to get used to this like weird show.
Yeah.
And then after that, did you watch Ken's new show after The Masked Singer?
No, I didn't watch it. Is it good?
It's actually good. It's one of those things that's a little awkward at first, but you're like, oh, like they're really going to develop this into something, I think.
It's really cool. What's it called again?
You should watch it. It's called I Can Hear Your Voice. I think that's what it's called. Or I Can See Your Voice.
He's my favorite.
I think it's I Can See Your Voice. Yeah. It's people that lip sync and you have to tell if they're if that's like really their voice or someone else's voice by the way that they perform. And like last night, the person that they were like, for sure, he cannot sing. And then he got on there and could actually really sing. So it's kind of cool because you kind of see like, are they lip syncing or are they like really singing?
That's wild because I can't tell sometimes. You think it would be easy, but apparently not. Huh. Well, I will definitely tune in for that. I didn't know what that was. Yeah. Cool. Well, that is our show for this week, guys. You know, Fast and Furious, getting it done.
Yeah.
It's Jameson. He's the chatty one.
I feel like sometimes, though, maybe it's because we're just two females and we're really good at talking. Jameson just like sits back. Like last week.
He just watches. Like,
I'm like.
He has opinions, but we can't shut up. So
I know we can't shut up. So he's like, and we're just like, no,
I have opinions about the Kardashians. Like, he's like, I'm not going to yell.
I have a wife. I know how this goes. Okay. I'm just going to sit back and listen.
He's a smart man. He's a smart man.
He is.
But we'll see him next week. Maybe we'll let him talk to you. Don't forget to follow us at popculture.com. We've got all your up-to-date news. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Anna Rumor.
And I'm at V McGonomy.
Drop us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and we'll talk to you next week.
original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.